Since light is so critical to the growth of plants, I want to go into a bit more detail on the rainforest light environment. It's relatively obvious that the quantity of light declines as you go from the canopy to the forest floor, but the quality of the light also changes. Few direct rays make it through to the forest floor, so most of the light is diffuse or refracted. Since the red and blue wavelengths, which are around 680 and 450 nanometers, respectively, is absorbed by chlorophyll in the leaf layers above, the understory is relatively enriched in other wavelengths, particularly far red wavelengths of light, which are between 700 and 800 nanometers. You can see that in the graph. Those far red wavelengths are transmitted through the green leaves above, so they're available, those wavelengths of light are available to plants in the understory, but they have to have a way to harvest them. Far red is just beyond the reds of the visible spectrum, and there are plant pigments known as phytochromes that are able to utilize this light for photosynthesis. And what kinds of plants have evolved a strong phytochrome system? You guessed it, understory plants.